This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to juz number 9, and in juz number 9 it's a continuation of the people of Shu'aib. And what happened is they actually said to Shu'aib alayhi salam, we're going to exile you and throw you out of this community if you don't follow what we're saying. There was a lot of heated conversations going between them. And what Allah is trying to tell us is that the people who don't believe in this message, just as they were against these people before, they will be against the people who are believing in the Qur'an. And the clash will continue. But only those people who will continue with sabr, with their patience, so on, Allah will give them najat. Allah will give them salvation in the end. He then, Allah Azza wa Jalla, in ayah number 95 of Surah Araf, Surah number 7, He tells us that this is a system that has continued with mankind from the beginning. Each time I sent a messenger, the same thing happened. They started to make the same type of allegations. They started to make mockery of him. And I gave them my gifts, and they started to use my gifts to continue to worship other gods and so on, until they became audacious. And finally, I brought my destruction on them, ayah number 99. Allah then tells us that, look, this will continue to be repeated over time. So any time a nation will come and will reject this, the same thing will happen to them. He then moves on to a very important and lengthy part of the stories of the past, which is the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And why he brings this up specifically is because people sometimes can get to heights of power. And with their power, they can mesmerize people and make people blindly follow falsehood because of their power. And one of those was Fir'aun, where he had so much power, he had the sorcerers with him. This is ayah number 111 onwards, or just before that you'll see. And Fir'aun had a council, and the council used to urge him to try and continue to make these laws. And in the end, he challenged Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam, the famous story of when he puts his staff down, and the staff actually, they've got many snakes and many different items that are scaring Musa alayhi salam, his own. And Allah says, drop your stick, and he drops his stick. And this stick actually swallows all their different sticks and other things, ropes that they had. And these sorcerers or these magicians, they actually prostrate in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they say they believe in the Lord of Musa and Harun. Now Fir'aun Fir'aun goes crazy, and he says, okay, even his council says, are you going to let these people live like this and carry on when they won't take you as a Lord? And this is ayah number 127 onwards. And Fir'aun then Fir'aun starts to make some ways of trying to suppress them, and Allah sends them signs. And this is what Allah's trying to teach us, is that one after another, before I crush your enemies, or before I crush those people who will actually give a lot of trouble to the people who actually believe in this, I'm going to allow them to have certain signs. So the signs of what he sent to Musa alayhi salam's people and to Fir'aun is mentioned in ayah number 133, where he says he sent locusts, and he sent storms, and he sent lice, and he sent frogs, and he sent blood. As all these are different signs, and each time a sign came, they begged Musa alayhi salam to make dua to Allah, and Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah, the punishment went, and after that they went back to their ways. Finally, Allah Azza wa Jal crushed Fir'aun and his people, ayah number 137. But the problem then became, the very people that were saved, they started to want to worship new idols again. When Musa alayhi salam left, and he went to Mount Tur for 40 nights. These 40 nights are mentioned in ayah number 142. And Allah talks about the description he gave. This is the time when Musa alayhi salam said he wants to see Allah. And he actually falls onto the ground, because Allah says, if the mountain can't take a single iota of what I show to it, then you won't be able to do that. So Musa alayhi salam wakes up, and Allah azza wa jalla then gives him the commandments. He comes with the commandments back to his people. And when he comes, he finds that they're actually worshipping the golden calf. And this is ayah number 149, 148, and so on. You look around there, and it says to his brother, why is this the case? And eventually, he then makes him stop worshipping the calf, but these people start to again go against the commands that is given them. He simply tells them that, look, just believe in what Allah's telling you to do. And they said, look, we want to actually hear Allah. So he actually chose 70 members to go and listen to Allah. They then said, we want to see him. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then lifted the mountains right above their heads. And that point they said, okay, we believe in this. Now, reverting all of this back to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, you who are the Jewish people and who are the Christian people, you know that in your scriptures you have the description of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your actual book. This is ayah number 157, and around there you'll see it. And Allah reprimands them and tells them off that, look, you actually wiped away the very essence of what you have of descriptions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then talks about another rebellion that they had. And the reason why he talks about this is for us to think about this. They didn't now go directly against Allah's command, but they started to make other things, other sly ways of going against Allah. And one of the ways was on the Sabbath when Allah told them not to fish, they started to fish on a Friday or to put a net out on a Friday and take it out on a Sunday. And this was ayah number 163, 164, all around there you will find this. And Allah's warning us of this ummah not to first directly go against the laws and not to indirectly make sly ways of going against the commandments of Allah. Ayah number 172 reminds us, them, the Jewish people, the Christian people, all of us, that we took a covenant that we will believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla once we come to this earth. And all of us did this when we were up there, you know, as souls. And Allah says, you're here now on this earth. I am telling you that you got two things. One is, if you don't actually believe in this message, you will become the fuel of the fire of hell. And if you come towards this, then I've given you my beautiful names. And if you call me through my beautiful names, you will find such beauty. You will carry on coming closer to me. This is ayah number 180. He then tells us that there will be certain other people. And again, the message throughout comes in this surah, which is, he will lure certain people to destruction if they don't actually believe in this. He'll give them chances, but slowly, slowly, as they start to disobey and disobey and disobey, they will go towards their own destruction. This is mentioned in ayah number 182, 183, and so on. He tells us, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that, look, let me not start now questioning you and your lords or your gods. He tells them that, can they actually help you? This is ayah number 192. If you actually call them, can they actually follow you or obey you? Ayah number 193. He says, do they have hands or feet or eyes or ears to actually see? Ayah number 195. And Allah says in the end that, inna waliyya Allah, say that Allah Azza wa Jalla is my guardian, the one who has actually revealed this book, and has told us to be very specific in being aware of the fact that we could go towards shirk as well, or towards polytheism. So he's warned us through all of this. Near the end of juz number 9, we start Suratul Anfal. Suratul Anfal is surah number 8, and the whole surah is about the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a conflict at the time of Badr. And there was a lot of worries at this time because they were weak, they were very, you know, they were very fragile, they could just be taken out, wiped out any moment. But he counts the qualities of the Sahaba. This is a big message to us, that because of the qualities they had, Allah gave them the angels from the skies and so on. So he counts the qualities in the beginning of Suratul Anfal, and he says how their hearts tremble, their eyes actually shed tears, they actually pray, they're all, you know, establishing the prayers, they're giving, spending in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these are the true believers. When the Quran is actually mentioned, when Allah's name is mentioned, they have tears flowing down their eyes. And when he quotes their qualities, he tells us that they were very fearful when they moved out to go towards Badr. They thought that they're going to just come back with some booty. But in the end, Allah told them to actually start fighting these people. And the Muslims were unarmed at this time. And it talks specifically about how his help came in the form of angels from the sky. This is ayah number 12, 13, 14, and so on. You'll see that, specifically 12, you'll see that Allah talks about the angels that came down and how they helped them. And he tells us that the whole point is, O you who believe, you know, there's no point of us turning away from this message and taking this half-heartedly. Allah tells us that take it full on and you will see my help come. So it says this to us, ayah number 20, ayah number 24. He says, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. When you call towards Allah, His Messenger, meaning the Quran and the Sunnah, when you call towards that with something that's going to bring you to life again, respond to that, and you will see you were once, there was a time when you were قليل مستضعفين في الأرض, you were a very small, you know, a group that were very weak on the earth, and I actually gave you help. This is ayah number 26. And it says the same thing can actually happen again. Allah will do that for us. And it says, what's the worst that's going to come? The worst that will come for us as believers with anybody who's trying to challenge us, ayah number 30, is that either they're going to try and imprison us, liyuthbituk, or they're going to try and kill us, or they will try and exile us. And they tried to do that with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said that they will never be able to do that with him, and he will not even bring the punishment onto these people of Medina or Makkah because of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam being there. This is ayah number 34, 35, and so on. And right at the end, Allah azza wa jal tells the people who are disbelievers that if they actually stop what they're doing, Allah will give them, Allah will forgive everything of their past. And this is ayah number 38, and that brings us towards the end of the Juz. Jazakum Allah khair. الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوة تلك السنين.